Howdy, folks. You know, free advice is just about as useful to most people as a window shade is to a goldfish, you know. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And everybody here knows I've always taken up for our fine feathered friends. But either they're singing louder this summer or else I'm hearing better. I don't know. I know they're singing earlier. They always did. There's one bird I'm getting a little fed up with. That's a certain whippoorwill. Wakes me up two or three times a night with his loud, incessant chippering. Sure, he's got a good voice, but why does he have to use it so much? Just because he's got insomnia, maybe? Oh, his phrasing is kind of bad, I think, and it seems to me he doesn't breathe properly, but I don't know. Maybe he has a personal problem of some kind I don't know about. I never thought I'd criticize a whippoorwill, because I enjoy his song under normal circumstances, but I sure wish he'd keep some decent hours, you know, or move, let me enjoy my own life in comforts. When a man talks about all the comforts of home, you know, he generally means one special chair that feels a coziest to him, and having everything he likes within easy reach there, like delicious double mint chewing gum. It's the height of luxury to have it all so handy, and double mint's a treat you get a yen for at kind of close intervals, you know. It's a light, refreshing, so make it one of the steady comforts of home at your house, will you? Keep it handy for yourself and the whole family there. Wholesome, delicious, double mint chewing gum. You know, getting back to whippoorwills, we've got some birds right here that got some awful daytime singing habits. The Hollerin' Quartet. Jack, what's it going to be today?
Elmer's tune, Pat.
Why are the stars always winking and blinking above? What makes a fella start thinking of falling in love? It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon. It's just Elmer's tune. What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does the gander meander in search of a goose? What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune. So listen, oh won't you listen? There's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it and swing it, oh, any old way in any old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon, all sing Elmer's tune. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon, all sing Elmer's, all sing Elmer's, all sing Elmer's tune.
Well, that was real fine. At least I enjoyed it. I don't know about anybody else. I also enjoyed an item in the Detroit News that says a study shows hardening of the arteries among zoo animals has jumped 10 or 20 times in the past 40 years. Not because of age or diet or anything. Instead, they figure it's due to the greater zoo population. and the increase of social pressures in the zoo. Yeah. It's what they say. So next time you visit a zoo, you just remember, you have no idea what the chimpanzee or the cockatoo has been through in the way of social pressures. And one of the problems of zoo inhabitants is, seems, when the visitors have all gone, all they have to look at is each other. And, that's not much better than looking at people, I don't think. I hope you have a real nice vacation from your associates that you've been caged up with all year. Tell you, if you're driving on a vacation, take along an extra passenger that you won't need any extra room for. That's delicious double mint chewing gum. It's a big help to have a refreshing treat like double mint to enjoy on your trip. Because it helps break driving monotony, you know. And that steady chewing helps keep you fresh, sharp, and alert, so you can concentrate lots better. That's a real good safety tip for you there. So always when you drive, you chew refreshing double mint gum, will you? Right now, let's listen to our next musical number by Marion Morgan and the Buttram Symphony Group. You tell us what the title of it is, Marion.
Say Magnifique. When love comes in and takes you for a spin, ooh, la la la. Say Magnifique. When every night your loved one holds you tight, ooh, la la la. Say Magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, ooh, la, 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 it is so tragic. But when once more he whispers, je t'adore, say magnifique. Je t'adore, say magnifique.
That is the kind of listening I like. Merci, Marion. I know you'll like the satisfaction double mint chewing gum gives you, too. You get it in full measure, I'll tell you. You'll like sinking your teeth into the smooth goodness, you know, and just chewing away for as long as you want. It's a wholesome, long-lasting enjoyment and wonderful satisfaction. You try it. Smooth, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. And now it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Today being Wednesday, the Buttram Bonus is me singing. And the story that I'm not allowed to sing on any day except Wednesday, that's an out-and-out whopper. I can sing any time I've a mind to. Of course, I might have trouble getting the symphony group and the Halloran Quartet to join me, but who needs them? Oh, wait, now, don't leave, fellas. Wait a minute. Can't you tell when I'm joking? Come on, stick around and let's sing. In 1841, that's the year my troubles begun. When Father said to me, my son, go work up on the railroad. In 1842, I said to myself, that's what I'll do. So I went out and joined a crew to work up on the railroad.
Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Slathery, slithery, irie-o. Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Working on the railroad.
In 1843, there was no job in the old country, so I came across to America to work up on the railroad. In 1844, bad luck to the ship that brought me o'er. I'd rather we'd never reach the shore to work up on the railroad.
Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Slathery, slithery, irie-o. Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Working on the railroad.
In 1845, hardly a man is now alive. There's very few who could survive that work up on the railroad. In 1846, I threw away my shovel and picks. I threw away the foreman's stick I worked with on the railroad.
Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Slathery, slithery, irie-o. Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Working on the railroad.
In 1847, 'twas a rainy night, about 11. The night I died and went to heaven to work up on the railroad. In 1848, when I arrived at the pearly gate, St. Peter said, you're just too late. We finished up the railroad.
Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Slathery, slithery, irie-o. Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Working on the railroad.
In 1849, said the devil to me, you're just in time. Said the devil to me,
you now are mine.
We're going to build a railroad.
Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Slathery, slithery, irie-o. Slithery, slathery, irie-o. Working on the railroad.
Well, slither my slatheries, that does it today. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll be right here with us. In the meantime, chew delicious double mint gum and keep relaxed, you know. That smooth, easy chewing kind of gentles down your nerves before the jitters can take hold. You buy some today and try it, huh? Relaxing, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the downtrodden husband is the one who's still waiting to be liberated by an automatic dishwasher. Goodbye now.
Bill Rizzuto covers the Sports Time beat Monday.